This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health, and well-being.
Joy, Joy, Joy.
Hello and welcome to Well, Well, Well. Just a small little error as we get into the studio today. This is brought to you live every Tuesday from midday. My name is Adam and I'm joined by Tex and Jack. So thanks to Eliana for the news and thanks to Gazman for the morning show. How are we today, fellas?
I'm pretty good. And in fact, I've had a text message already. This is from Eugene in Sydney, a friend in Sydney, who says, Well, Well, Well is his favourite show, of course. Thanks, Eugene. And of course, he's a great listener to Joy 94.9 and especially the Brekkie Bears as well. So Eugene, see you soon.
Oh, will you see him soon? Because it's in Sydney?
Well, yeah, I'm always going to Sydney.
Well, I also saying hi. I'm full of the festive spirit, and I've had a message as well this morning. I was speaking to Greg, a good friend Greg, very supportive in the community, and he said that he loves listening to Well, Well, Well as well.
And Joy.
Of course. Oh, he's always listening to Joy.
Well, I mean, if you're listening to Well, 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 you're listening to Joy 94.9.
No, but not just tuning into us, it's the other programs.
But, Jack, what is Well, Well, Well about, just in case anyone hasn't tuned into us?
Well, 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 we talk about topics that relate to the GLBTI community. That's the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex community. And we're all about your sex, health, and well-being. That's yours and my sex, health, and well-being.
So, Jack, can you tell our listeners what we've got in store for them today?
Of course, Tex. Today we'll be looking back over the last year, over 2014, to see what the highs and perhaps some lows were.
Yeah.
And also to review some of the more interesting and intriguing guests and shows that we had in our new daytime format. Because we used to do the evening sessions, which you both would be well accustomed to, being old evening boys.
Indeed, about 1,000 years ago.
It has been a while.
So, Tex, how can people get involved with our conversation today?
Well, as I like to say, there are a plethora of ways that you can get in contact with us.
You love that.
Can you spell that word, please, Tex?
P-L-E-T-H-O-R-A.
Well, that'll do.
Anyway, you can like us via Facebook. It's easy. Go to facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy. You can call here into the station, 1-300-JOY-949, or if you want to get to us right here in the studio, send us an email or an SMS. The email's really easy, onair@joy.org.au. The SMS, equally easy, 0427-JOY-949. But we have joined the 27th century. We now have Twitter as well.
The 27th century.
Indeed. We are ahead of our times. Our Twitter handle, I believe it's called, is at...
That is correct. Well done. I'm very impressed with you.
Thanks.
I am, because I don't
tweet.
Thanks,
darling. At Well, Well, Well Joy. So there's a plethora of ways you can get in contact with us. And we'd like to hear from you in case you want to tell us perhaps something you'd like to hear us discuss on air.
Exactly. So if you want to tell us what you think was the best show that you've heard this year or who was one of the best guests and why they were the best guests.
Well, yeah.
Or even your favourite host, hint, hint, me, then you can message in or email in or call in and let us know. But this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And our next song is Strange Talk with Castle. Away. And this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And today we are doing a wrap-up show about 2014. And I know you love a good wrap-up show, Tex.
I love to wrap up. I've been wrapping up lots of Christmas presents lately.
So I guess I'll cap it off. And I think one of the highlights for me this year in terms of the shows that we've done or the guests that we've had on was when we had Helen and Will on, who were speaking about the In the Loop group.
What exactly is the In the Loop group, Adam?
So it's a group for partners and friends or someone who's caring for someone who's living with HIV.
Right.
And I think it wasn't necessarily about the group itself. I think what was really sort of captivating for me was the interaction between Helen and Will, because they're brother and sister.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, I guess, the experience that Will had gone through in relation to having HIV and how sort of a dire situation he'd gotten himself into and the reliance that... Helen and her sister were actually able to come in and help him, and how much In the Loop helped her come to grips with what it's like to care for someone who's HIV positive. And obviously sometimes it's done in secrecy.
Often it is.
Yeah, so to take time off work, to actually attend medical appointments, to become informed about HIV, and also about having that social support group. So I think to me that was probably the most interesting.
Who facilitated that, do you recall?
It was...
Was it LPV and...
Yes, PAC? It was Living Positive Victoria and the Victorian AIDS Council together.
Through our counselling arm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Through counselling. And it was Dimitri who was supposed to be on air, but unfortunately he'd had a bike accident that morning.
That's right. Yes.
So lovely Daniel Bray stepped in and he spoke about it from, I guess, an organisational point of view, and the fact that they'd run the group a few times, and just how beneficial it was, and how much people were really getting out of it.
And it's really no surprise to me, Adam, that you've chosen this as your favourite show of the year, because I remember when we came off air, you actually said that it was one of the most memorable shows that you'd ever done. And it was right. You are right. I've had Will come in and speak to outreach volunteers when I've been doing outreach training. And again, when the Positive Speakers Bureau people come in, they spread a great deal of information, and they dispel a lot of misinformation or myths, if you like, that positive people have to put up with. But seeing a positive man and his sister sitting there calling each other by their affectionate family names as well, which was really sweet. But just talking about how this group, In the Loop, supports people, because you get a whole shitload of people, whether it's parents, siblings, daughters, sons, uncles, aunts, just sitting around and, well, just friends sitting around discussing, well, I've had that issue and this is how I dealt with it, and, you know, perhaps this is one way that you can do it, deal with another issue. It's just wonderful to hear them talking about how successful the group's been.
I think it's important never to underestimate the power of the personal narrative, and that's obviously what this situation was.
I think that's exactly why it struck a chord with me, really, because it was the personal narrative around it. So even though the group is absolutely fantastic, it wasn't when is the group held and how frequently do they meet and what is the objective. It was literally Helen telling us how important that group was for her, and Helen and Will sharing their story about their, I guess, both of their experiences with HIV coming from different sides. So I thought it was absolutely fantastic. But that's just my show.
No, that was good. When was it exactly?
Exactly. I can't remember what I did yesterday, Johnny.
September, October. It wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago, and that's why I'm surprising, because I did go back through all of the shows that we'd done, because we do have a roster that we keep, and it was just very surprising that one just kept coming back to me, and that was the reason I chose it, and I thought it was absolutely fantastic. And I know that Will is actually an avid listener of the show, so just a big shout-out to Will.
G'day, Will.
G'day, darling.
And so coming up next, because this is well on Joy 94.9, is Push the Button by the Sugar Babes.
This is a song, is it?
Or are you pushing a button?
Oh, God. this is well on Joy 94.9, and we're chatting about everything that kind of happened in 2014. And I think if we were to take it outside of the show, so I've told my personal narrative about what I thought was the best show, or the most intriguing guest, I guess, because everybody, you know, every guest is valued just as much as the next.
Absolutely.
But sometimes they strike a chord with you in a different way.
Yep.
But I think outside of our well show, AIDS 2014 was obviously the biggest thing to happen to us. Not just in 2014, but...
No, that's right. It was the largest conference ever held in Australia, I believe. Not
in
just
Melbourne.
A health conference. Just in Melbourne, I think it might be Australia.
I think you're wrong. I think it was just in Melbourne. They were banging
Somebody
on
will it. Email us in and correct me.
They will indeed.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah,
it
so
was massive.
AIDS 2014, fellas. Tell us, what were your memories? What were your highlights?
Where do you begin?
Well, Jack, do you want to begin with your highlights?
Because just before the conference was formally opened, I attended a pre-conference session with Neil Blewett, who spoke about the early days as the Minister, the Health Minister in the Hawke government. He set the tone, set the scene, and there are other activists on there. There was David Menadue, who we all know very much, and Professor David Pennington, our own little RDNS nurse, Judy Frecker, who was one of the nurses in the Fairfield Hospital at the onset of HIV/AIDS, which it wasn't called then, of course, GRID. No one knew what it was about. So I think Neil Blewett, as the pre-conference, the pre-launch session was very powerful. And we can't forget the political imperative that it was back then. It was that government took risks.
Oh,
I'm glad we had Hawke and Blewett in power, really.
It saved, it saved the lives of many, many people because they had such progressive ideas.
Yeah, that's right. Engaging with the affected and infected communities, sex workers, gay men, injecting drug community. So, and that wasn't an easy step politically for them to take. So, yeah, Neil Blewett was certainly one of the highlights for me.
My pre-conference highlight was the Men Who Have Sex With Men Global Forum.
Ah, that's
right. 2-day workshop, which was held at the town hall.
Yep.
Very inspiring workshop. It was when people started to talk about PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, and the experiences of people overseas who are actually taking PrEP, who it has been prescribed for in significantly in the United States of America. Yeah. But there were people from all over talking about PrEP, and it was wonderful to talk to health educators from literally every country in the world who had registered to go to that pre-conference.
And that was done in partnership with San Francisco Global Forum?
San Francisco AIDS Foundation.
AIDS Foundation.
I think it was. But, I mean, I think one of the things for me was obviously the opening plenary. That was a really well-attended event, and it was very hard to get into because everyone was there to hear all of the big guest speakers come in. But the good thing was that when you were in the Global Village, which was outside of the conference that anyone could come and attend.
That's right.
They actually broadcast that live. So there was heaps of people just sitting around the stage, just watching the, I guess, the opening plenary. And there was a young woman, and I can't remember exactly where she was from, but she spoke from a HIV-positive perspective, and I think her speech was just so inspirational and just from such a young age. I think she was a late teenager or in early 20s, and it was just – it was really good, and everyone started clapping, and it was just you're like, yay, AIDS 2014 is really sort of – it's finally here after all this planning and all these events and –
I think she also spoke at the rally, which had about how many thousands of people march through the streets for that?
Tens of thousands. It was a very incredible event.
Yeah.
I did want to touch on, of course, the downing of the Malaysian airline, and that was handled really well in the opening ceremony where the entire Dutch delegation came on stage because I think six of the people coming to the conference who were killed were from the Netherlands. So the Dutch people got on stage and the names were read out, and it was a great feeling of togetherness, and it was a really good way to actually then get the conference started by having all of those speakers who came on and talked and sang, and it was the start of a brilliant conference for us here in Melbourne.
Fantastic. Well, we're just going to listen to Taylor Swift right now, who I am absolutely dying over. You're both looking at me blank stares.
It's another track, I believe.
It is.
Yeah, well, see, I don't, you know, look, Liza Minnelli, yes. Taylor, no.
You'll love her. You'll love her, John.
Okay,
you'll love her.
Okay.
Well, this is Taylor Swift with I Knew You Were Trouble. This is Well on Joy 94.9. And this is Well on Joy 94.9. And I was jamming to that song, fellas.
Not quite cabaret, but anyway.
No, well, it's not quite cabaret,
It's a nice voice.
Yeah.
Here on Well on Joy 94.9. This is a Well on Joy 94.9. And if you've just joined us, well, you've missed out half of the show. But we're here with the other half now. And we're recapping about our highlights during 2014. We do have another show next week, but this is the three fellas, Adam, Jack and myself, Tex, having a bit of a ramble about what we enjoyed. And we, for that last Taylor Swift song, We were We were jamming about AIDS 2014.
That's
Get
right.
Get a bit of young people talk in there. Yeah. And, there was so much that happened during... I don't know, one of my big highlights was hearing Bob Geldof speak about world poverty. I was two rows from the front. Thanks to a lovely person in the health department. So thank you, health department person.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting to hear, to be able to see someone that you usually only see on TV or newspapers and stuff, to actually see them then talking about what they were going on about. And my other big one, apart from being at Government House, was going to the candlelight vigil after the rally.
Oh, yes.
So you had, I think, the rally down, didn't you, was it one of your highlights?
Yeah, it was. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend the rally because we had actually had a pop-up stall, which is the first stall that we had as you walked into the Global Village. that's where we were, as a pop-up stall, and that was also graciously through the Department of Health. So I got to see everybody get dressed up and get everything ready and sort of march off, and then I was like...
You stayed there. You held the fort.
I stayed and held the fort. But everybody was raving about how good it was, and especially the candlelight vigil afterwards.
Yeah. And then following the candlelight vigil, we had a function at the salon, which is part of the recital centre, and that was a members and supporters function for VAC. And we had a very special guest speaker, Sean Stroob, who was part of ACT UP and helped establish the activism in the United States, in New York. And Sean is alive and well, and he's a living... treasure, I think, an activist from way back and greatly admired, I think. Yeah, we're lucky to have him.
And we do get into trouble all the time because we throw in acronyms. You just mentioned ACT UP, which was an organisation from the beginnings of HIV, before it was known as HIV, and ACT UP stood for AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power.
I didn't know that ACT UP was an acronym.
Oh, yes.
I knew about the ACT UP movement.
And so people were acting up, but they did the acronym actually meant something as well.
And Tex, you're one of our living treasures to know that history. So it's terribly important for all of us to be reminded of that.
Exactly so.
No, it's true. Most people wouldn't know what the ACT UP meant.
Mm. Indeed.
No, that's true. Anything else, Adam, about there's so many events and so many functions?
The one thing that I did love actually was going to the Sofitel.
Oh, yes, I was there with you. Yep.
Yes, indeed you were.
We had a lovely time.
It was a fundraising event, and it was, what was it titled again, John?
That's a good question.
Masking or face something?
No, that was the girls who did that from Follow Us Events put it on, and it turned into a fundraiser for VAC.
And some of the
Nancy
masks.
And Anne.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a masked ball, wasn't it?
Well, no.
Or
no,
a dance
masks
or
were
something.
For sale. Masks were for sale, weren't they?
Yeah. So you could actually, it was like an auction, so a silent bid.
Right,
and then at some points they were offering different things like that. But it was a very, very lush event and it raised a lot of money and it was everyone that was so supportive of actually raising money for VAC and being involved with AIDS 2014. Yeah. It was just a really sort of lush event and I usually hang out at pubs, so this was really cool for me to go to Sofitel.
Gorgeous.
Well, I'd wear a suit, didn't I?
Well, you did.
Oof, you're in a suit.
Yeah, I know.
Good Lord.
That's only happened a couple of times.
Sky would have fallen in. Another thing that I liked, and I did just briefly mention it, was Government House. There was a reception by the Governor and Mrs. Governor to welcome Australians, but certainly international people, to Melbourne for the conference. And it was held, I think, on the Wednesday at Government House. It was a very swishing grand affair. And there were just, I think, one thing, whether it was Government House, whether it was the rally or the candlelight vigil or any of the events that you got to, it was the way you networked and just throw the word networked out the window, the way you talked to people from all around the world. It might have been people from different parts of Australia or in our Pacific neighbourhood, but then people from all over Europe and the Americas, South America, North America, etc., just talking about how they do the work they do, whether it's nursing, hands-on care, whether it's health promotion, like Adam and I do. It was just interesting to get other people's perspectives of how they see HIV affecting their communities and in turn how they then turn that information around and provide campaigns or support work or whatever that fits their community. And so much of it was translatable across the world, how they could pick up stuff from us the way we did stuff and we could indeed learn from them.
Very much
so. And we're very lucky to have a national health system that covers HIV medications. Sadly, a lot of countries don't. They've got very poor health systems. But they loved it coming here and we loved having them.
But I think it proves just how much the community were getting involved. There was volunteers, one for the conference, all across the board that were more than willing to help. I mean, sometimes we were mistaken as the information booth, but I was more than happy to help people because it started the conversation, as you said, Tex.
Yeah.
Where are you from? And this is what we do, and these are our resources. And obviously, the epidemic here is amongst men who have sex with men or gay and bisexual men. And obviously, some people would say, oh, right, we're in their country, and they'd explain whether it was injecting drug use or whether it was through heterosexual sex, and just sort of engaging in those dialogues around, well, this is where I work, and this is what we do, and this is where our stall is, so you should come down and have a look. And it was the best way to meet and engage with people.
And again, we couldn't do it without our army of volunteers. I think Murray Say's recruited about 750, 800 volunteers across the board.
Yep.
So well done, Murray, our Murray. And we're lucky to have you, Murray. We are.
Indeed. And goodness, is that Murray that sent a message?
No, actually, it's not. It's Mark from Mornington, and he said, loving the show today. I agree with you guys. AIDS 2014 was massive and really special to be held in Melbourne. I actually volunteered for VAC during the conference and want to send a special mention to your volunteer coordinator, Murray Sayers, who we've just given a plug for you,
doll.
He did such a great job coordinating the volunteers for this huge event. Well done. Oh. So that's great of you, Mark, from Mornington, to say that about Murray.
And the only other thing is that we know the volunteers did a good job, and we know that the people of Melbourne did a good job, because there were so many articles from so many different countries around the world. I'm thinking of one in particular from South Africa, where a woman was saying, I just had the most fantastic time in Melbourne because everyone was so friendly, both the delegates at the conference, the volunteers, importantly, at the conference. But then she was talking about people, you know, you bump into people on the tram, or you need directions when you're in the street, and someone just helpfully... I mean, I was thinking, goodness, where's this place, Melbourne? It's not where I live. But it did. It turned out that so many people were so friendly and so welcoming of people.
Yeah, they were.
Exactly. Well, this is Well on Joint 94.9, and we are going to listen to Creeping Up Slowly by Taxi Ride. So enjoy.
This is Well on Joy.
And this is Well on Joy 94.9. And if you've just joined us, we're recapping about 2014. So we've spoken about AIDS 2014, the conference, and I've talked about what my favourite, I guess, show or guest was this year. So, Jack, what was your favourite show of the year and why?
Well, I've got a couple, because this is pertaining to AIDS 2014 too, because we had Professor Jenny Hoy on. She's a leading clinician. We also had Dr. Edwina Wright on a phone interview talking about... HIV, where we've come from, developments and the research that's going ahead, and where we are now. So that was terribly interesting, I think, from a clinical perspective and a research perspective. But also, we had the wonderful Celeste Jennings. She was the coordinator of the Global Village, which was open to all of Melbourne and all of the world. And Celeste was a trooper. She had a broken arm and a broken leg, and she came in here to the studio to sit in and tell us all about the Global Village. So that was a great highlight, I think, that side of the AIDS 2014, to get those leading people. But the other thing I found interesting was when we had BJ from Eagle Leather talking about BDSM. I found it insightful. I didn't know about electroplay. Is that it, Tex?
That's right, telling.
I learned a lot.
Yes.
I lead a quiet life, but it's awoken something within me, I think.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
As one of the co-hosts on that program, in fact, I think it might have been my show.
It was.
It was interesting to see the play between you. To the wordplay between
the wordplay
between you and BJ,
as
he was explaining the different aspects, if you like, of kink and the BDSM community, and it was interesting to see your eyes really light up when he did talk about electrical play.
I remember I said, "Could you get a low wattage battery version just to play safe?" But he said, "No, it takes the fun out of it." But I was intrigued by the whole area, so I must pop down to Eagle Leather and see BJ. And
it's great because Eagle Leather, of course, are a sponsor of Joy.
Yep. Great sponsor.
A supportive of the Victorian AIDS Council.
So
we can tie it all up and tie it up with a red ribbon as great supporters of our community.
Absolutely.
And, Jack, I guess, obviously, you've joined the radio show this year.
Yes.
So tell us what it's been like sort of coming on radio, because Tex and I are old hands at it. We've been doing it for years. We've done it on a Thursday night. You've done it in different studios when Joy was based at a different location as well.
That long ago, Tex.
In the olden days in South Melbourne.
Tell us what it's been like coming on air.
It's been terrific, because I think doing the Taste of Radio course, which I recommend to anybody, so just contact Joy if you want to talk about the Taste of Radio, that's been quite insightful, quite interesting, and get to meet lots of people and learn the skills around presentation and the technical side of it, which I'm still not very good at, I must say. But I think it's been great joining people like you, because I was a radio virgin, and both Tex and Adam, you've made the new team really welcome. You lead us along, take us by the hand, you let us know when we do something slightly wrong.
Oh, we slap you sometimes if we have to.
No, it's been a joy, and I think it's great to broaden it out across the organisation, across VAC.
Yeah.
Because everyone across the organisation is involved in health promotion in one way or another. So I think it's great to have broader horizons, as they say.
And indeed, in 2015, our show will be getting even larger because we have another co-host from a different part of the organisation, this time Anthony from our counselling unit at the Victorian AIDS Council, who's also going to become one of our regular co-hosts. So instead of six people, we're going to have seven people.
But I think it broadens the amount of guests and I guess the topic areas and content areas that get discussed, because we always like to hear from our listener to sort of let them tell us what it is that they want to hear.
Yes.
But there's also stuff that we can bring to the table depending on what it is we do with VAC, the contacts we have with different things, or whether it's learning about electroshock that I think you might be going down at Eagle Leather just to learn a little bit more about.
Electro play.
Yeah.
I'll be down there, BJ.
Indeed. And I think it's...
such a good name too, isn't it?
20 years this year, I think. Well, Eagle Leather is celebrating, I think, its 20th birthday.
Oh, so, fantastic.
Good on to all the gang, Shane and BJ down at Eagle Leather. And thank you for the support you've shown to Joy. Over Joy's 21 years, or 20 of those 21 years, and over 20 years of the Victorian AIDS Council as well. They are just so supportive and really, really interested in supporting in people in the community.
Yep.
Well, this is Well on Joy 94.9, and coming up next is Tegan and Sarah with I Was a Fool.
I know Tegan and Sarah. I know this music.
I don't. Wouldn't surprise you.
You'll love this, Joy.
You will love it.
You keep saying that, and I'm yet to... Okay. Yeah, fall in love, but go on.
Well, this is Well on Joy 94.9. And this is Well on Joy 94.9. Did you like that, John?
No, I thought it was beautiful. I love the piano. I love a piano. I love a
grand. Did you like that, John? No.
I thought it was
beautiful.
Yes. No, I thought it was great.
Men.
Exactly. Hmm. So, obviously, we've been recapping what... I guess we've been talking about the things about AIDS 2014 and what's been really good this year. Were there any lows that you guys can think of that potentially pop up at all? I mean, obviously, besides MH17 and whatnot, and obviously that was commemorated at AIDS 2014, but was there anything specific that jumps to mind?
Nothing jumps to mind about our program having lows, and that's what we were talking about, our highs and lows in the show. Of course, there are always times when a guest drops out and there's a mad scramble to find somebody to fill that spot, but we've always been really lucky to have someone... well, we are lucky because we have the organisation, the Victorian AIDS Council, behind us, and people are always wanting to have their projects and promotions supported. Mm. So it isn't too difficult when someone drops out, but it's a pity when you've planned a show around a particular topic, you've got a really great guest, and then they get a cold or they're sick or their child's sick or something and they just can't come in and talk to us.
Or just don't show up at all.
That's a bit of a low.
I mean, it's always good because you can reschedule, but I guess the reasons that we choose the topics that we do is because we think that they're interesting. We think that the guests are actually going to be able to convey something that you might not be able to read off a pamphlet, that you might not be able to get just through a phone call by speaking with reception. So it's having that one-on-one interaction, because we are having a one-on-one interaction with the listener. They're engaging with us. They've got the opportunity to send an SMS, to send an email, to get in contact with us via Facebook. So tell us exactly what you think. Tell us what you want to hear.
It's not a really low point, but I just wanted to mention the fact that some new people have come on board, but that means we've lost some others. Like Jill Young, who was a bit of a stalwart for this show for many, many years. She left earlier this year.
Was sad.
And we also had Jason Aslan back in as a guest too. And Jason was, again, one of the anchor people here for quite some time.
Indeed.
So we win some, lose some, people come, people go.
Exactly. So, I mean, I guess in terms of your most interesting show techs or guest...
Hmm.
Yep.
What do you reckon it would be?
Well, I've got two. In May, we talk to Vic Bears, and every year we talk to Vic Bears. I love having the Vic Bears guys in because they have a great sense of community, and they're a very welcoming team of welcoming all sorts of men who identify with whatever their construct of the word or understanding of the word bear is. They will welcome everyone along. So it's not just fat and hairy men like me. It's also can be slim and sleek men and just people, as they say,
like me.
People who have a down-to-earth attitude and like to get together to have fun and along the way raise money for charity. They're a great one for raising money for charity.
And they're a great partner for VAC, the Victorian AIDS Council.
Indeed.
As well.
There's been a long history there, isn't there?
Oh, there has indeed, yes. And more recently they've started their Bear Heart, which is a health initiative in conjunction with our Sexually Adventurous Men project. which of course is run or managed by our colleague Carlos, who's also a co-host here on Well, Well, Well.
Well, he's not now because he's in England on holidays.
Getting very cold.
That's right, meaning the in-laws. We just made sure he didn't get married while he was there, because I'm definitely going to be a flower girl at his wedding. I also just wanted to very quickly say that also in September there was a big show, and it was the show where we promoted Northside Bazaar, and of course,
fantastic.
It's a little bit of it's a fundraiser for Joy, and it's also a fundraiser for the David Williams Fund, the Victorian AIDS Council's charity, which raises funds for people living with HIV, giving them a hand out, but more importantly, lately giving them a hand up, which is supporting people who want to get back into education, get back into the workplace, and giving them a bit of helping hand. Positive people, men, women, they also help children living with HIV in providing that financial support, which, you know, sometimes people need it because they've been living in poverty for quite a long time. So supporting something like the Northside Bazaar, which we've just had a meeting for next year's.
Wow.
It's going to be in September. It's going to be bigger than ever. Can't release any plans yet, but it's moving outside of the Laird, but it's staying in the Laird at the same time. So there you go.
There we go. There's a little juicy bit of gossip.
A little bit juicy gossip. So we'll be talking about that a lot more later in 2015 as we get together on Northside Bazaar.
And that'll be September next year again. It's the usual time, is it?
Yes, yeah. It's...
spring.
Or is it? No, I think it's October. We're doing it after the grand final. That's right. So it's going to be in early October. It's going to miss my birthday, so that's good.
Anyhow. Well, obviously, that was obviously three different interpretations of what, I guess, the best shows were for us, or the best guests were for us. But this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Guys, can you believe we've come to basically nearly the end of another show? Obviously.
Indeed.
Well, Tex just said to me that obviously was my word and plethora is his.
Oh, and indeed.
And indeed.
And yeah, indeed.
Because when Jason was on air years ago, he picked up indeed and he started starting every sentence with indeed. We have a colleague who starts every sentence with the word so.
So. And all wives keep saying is, never heard of them. When we play songs, never heard of them.
But we have had a great show today. It's been great looking back. I know that next week is our last show for the year. And I think
Christmas
it's
show.
Jesse, is it Jesse's show?
It is Jesse's show.
So it'll be a great show. Looking at something else, not looking back, but actually looking towards the future. So that'd be good.
I think, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's about Christmas and New Year's holidays and how to look after yourself and how to look after the people that you love and you care, and to also for people who might be alone around the holidays times. I think that's the topic that she might be covering. But then again, I could be 100% wrong, obviously.
Because indeed. We suggested that to her yesterday. Now, we do need to thank people we've heard from today. We had Mark messaging in about the volunteers and about Murray, our volunteer coordinator. So Mark from Mornington sent in that message. It was great to hear your recollections as well as AIDS 2014. We had Greg, who spoke to me before we went on air, and Eugene from Sydney, who listens to the show, who spoke to you, Jack.
That's right.
Anyone you want to say hello to, Adam?
No, I think I'd just like to say thank you to everyone who's sent a message in or listened to us throughout the entire year and our new midday platform. And I think it's fantastic. And we will, I personally will all see you in next year.
And I'll see everyone next year. And so festive greetings for whatever season that you celebrate.
And Happy New Year. Safe one.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Indeed.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, on Joy 94.9.
Joy. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.